Jerry Bader Show 952, following up on the energy as national security policy and not just economic policy. Gerald Seib, today's Wall Street Journal, Russia's energy gives it a diplomatic cushion. Of all the lessons one might draw from Russia's bullying of Ukraine, this may be the most cold-blooded of all. If you want to behave badly, it helps to have a lot of oil and gas. Much will be forgiven or at least ignored. And I'll just cut to the chase here. What Seib is arguing is Putin can do what he does because any economic sanctions, and yes, the sanctions have caused some pain to Moscow, some to the Russian economy, however, are more than offset by the fear, the abject fear that Western Europe has of being cut off from their lifeblood, that is, Russian oil and natural gas. That more than mitigates it. He knows that at the end of the day, they're only going to go so far with sanctions, that is Western Europe, because he can blackmail them. He can turn off the spigot. And he will. That we have allowed this to build, and by the way, I have criticized the Bush administration for this as well, but that we have just ignored who and what Vladimir Putin is and allowed this to just fester to the point where it would take years now to reverse our energy policy to actively compete on the world stage and provide an alternative. We should have been doing this all along. The other element that Senator Johnson and I discussed, and that is income inequality, the change the subject topic du jour for Democrats. Chris Syliza, writing yesterday in the Washington Post, actually 2 days ago, creating a political boogeyman is no easy thing, but Democrats must try to win the midterms. The political boogeyman is income inequality. They understand they won on that in 2012 because they had a persona to attack, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is an out-of-touch plutocrat who doesn't care about you. 81% of people felt that way because they had a rich guy to attack. The income inequality debate worked. It's clear they're going to try that again, and they're using the Koch brothers instead. As Syliza points out in the Post, the problem is neither Charles nor David Koch are running for anything. They're not on a ballot. So they continue to be more theoretical, although half the country is familiar with them, half is not. They don't have Mitt Romney to beat up on. So they're going to have to come up with a way to personify this, as they did successfully in 2012 with the candidate who was on the ticket. Now, they'll find a way, and they'll keep harping on this. Public opinion polls showing most people support a minimum wage hike plays into their favor. Republicans need to hit back and hit back hard with the policies of the Obama administration have exacerbated the income inequality situation in America more than it ever has been. Easy money, low interest rates that drove up the market favored the rich. Yeah, I've benefited from, my 401k looks pretty good until recently. But, I mean, it's way up in the past 5 years. My Roth IRA, way up in the past 5 years. Not like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett's investments. The 1% got ridiculously richer because they have the resources to capitalize on that. The economy is this slow recovery that we told you about yesterday. Yeah, it's the longest recovery in a long time, but excruciatingly slow. It feels really long. That's what's hurt the middle and the lower middle class and the poor. It is literally a jobless recovery. The little bit of recovery that's come has come from the stock market, which has benefited largely the rich. The strategy there was people would see their fattening 401ks and feel wealthier. By people, I mean the middle class. Feel wealthier. and would then just spend more. They haven't. And the various regulations and other policies of the Obama administration is stifling job growth. And yes, the uncertainty over Obamacare also continues to do that. He keeps pushing it back, pushing it back, pushing it back. Well, obviously, he's fearful of the results. He knew that he couldn't let the thing fully implement in an election year because he knew what the consequences were going to be. Those consequences haven't gone away. They've just been pushed back. And I think they are a much larger part. I realize other people say that they're part of the problem in the economy. I think they're a much, much larger part than they are given credit, or I guess I should say blame for. I don't think there's any question about that. All right, we're going to move on to other things. This is really an extension of a topic that we have talked about on the show before. And that is, you know, we've talked about Mike Rowe and dirty jobs and how liberals wanted everybody to go to college, get a liberal arts type degree. As a result, you really don't have shop class in high school the way you did, and you really haven't since the 70s or 80s. It was even industrial arts by the time I was in high school. $150,000 reason why that was a dumb idea. We'll get to that at 10:06. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.